Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, first of all, I hope you survived Halloween night last night. It was a full moon. It was a blue moon at that. We had a blast. I took my little guy out, dressed as Spider-Man, hit a good portion of the neighborhood. We weren't sure what to expect. We knew a lot of folks weren't going to participate in it, and it's interesting because I guess a side effect of COVID, I think the guy actually collected more loot this year than last year because what were people doing? Wisely, right? Maintaining distance. They were putting out tables with pre-bagged bags of candy. So instead of this guy, he's real, you know, he's modest. He'll go up, he'll take a single piece of candy, right? Maybe two. Well, he's getting his bag with five, six, eight pieces of candy. So he did pretty well. So interesting stuff. And, you know, look, we're just a few days away, aren't we? Almost to the finish line of our coming election. And I'll tell you, I'm ready for it. We've all had COVID fatigue to some degree or other, and I don't know about you, but I'm absolutely experiencing election fatigue. We got our voting done a week and a half or so ago in early voting. That's over now in here, you know, here in Texas. So if you haven't gotten out there, well, November 3rd, Tuesday, of course, that is your day. So be sure to get out there. But I'm ready for this thing to be over. And of course, if I think back, right, to 2000 and the hanging chads in Florida, and if I look at some of the jockeying going on out there right now in the couple of campaign camps already, I gotta wonder how quickly will it be over. But the good news is, whatever the outcome is, you know, whoever winds up sitting in the White House after November 3rd, for us as real estate investors, does it matter? It doesn't really, you know. And there's an interesting Gallup poll, and they've been asking the same question for decades now. And basically, they ask if you are better off now than you were 4 years ago. And I'll tell you what most Americans said a little later in the show most recently, and I'll tell you what they said last time the poll was conducted as well. But no matter what most Americans say, guess what? Most real estate investors that I know would answer that question with a very emphatic yes. Absolutely yes. Better off now than 4 years ago, for sure. Has nothing to do with the White House, has nothing to do with the entity in power, right? We're going to talk a little bit about that, but I do want to keep the show a little more on the lighthearted side today. What we're going to do is look at 10 reasons for you to invest in rental real estate. You may have heard some of these before, but I bet there are some that maybe haven't occurred to you, right? And some of these will be a little more tangible. We'll talk about some numbers, and some are going to be a little more intangible. But bottom line is there are some really great results for you when you become a real estate investor. You'll be in the minority if you do become one, by the way. We'll talk about that as well. But you'll get some great results if you do it right, okay? And in prepping for the show, I was tempted to call this a top 10, but to be honest with you, there are plenty of other reasons out there to get started, right, as a real estate investor. In fact, if you are already experienced, you may have other notions or other ideas. And I'll tell you what, if you are experienced and you have something to add to the list during the course of the show that may help that listener that is on the fence, right, that's thinking about getting started, give me a call. All right, let's hear it. The telephone number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335. Again, that is 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And some of this list that I put together, it's developed for me personally as an investor over time, right? As we've progressed, as we've seen, my wife and I being the we, as we've seen how things have changed, right? Our perspective has changed. The longer we've done this, we've been investing in single family houses here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a little over 8 years now. And we've just made, you know, light bulbs go off constantly as we grow. And I'll tell you one thing, as somebody that's new and getting started, the big benefit of having a mentor, and we got started with the help of a mentor, is that they have put in that time, right? In my case, 8 years, and in Del Walmsley's case, 30 plus years. And over time, they've built that experience, right? Their perspective, their realizations have changed. And you, as somebody that can tap into that mentor, you learn from that, right? And you benefit from their success. And of course, you do have to listen to what they tell you. If I think back to 2012 when we joined, Dell made the trip up from Houston to Dallas, and he conducted the two-day financial freedom seminar back then. And I can remember him saying very clearly, he had us turn to the notes page at the back of the book, and here's what he had us write down. I will not do what Dell tells me to do, Dell being our mentor. And he's right. You know, everyone deviates, thinks they have a better idea, realizes the mistake, gets back on the path. So having a mentor helps, but obviously you need to also listen to that mentor. So no matter what, though, let's get started. I want you to get started if you have not already. So I want to give you some ideas, some of the benefits that come with investing in rental real estate. So we're going to talk primarily about benefits throughout the course of the show. So let's get started. Number one, and this is not so much a benefit, but something important for you to know if you have not gotten started, is that there is no experience required, right? You don't have to have a particular pedigree or a particular background. You don't have to be a realtor, common misconception. You don't have to have a huge bankroll at all. Right? It takes a little bit of capital if you're doing single family or even multifamily, but you don't have to have a huge bankroll. And you don't have to come from a family of investors or people that have been doing this for years or decades or whatever. So let me be clear. There is no experience needed to dive in. And I see this all the time when I go to the case studies. When you're a Financial Freedom Program member, you can go to the case studies. And I've been going to a ton of them because they're online. So I'm not just going to the ones here in Dallas. I'm seeing Houston, Central Texas, National. And yes, we've got folks that join that have, maybe they have a couple houses or duplex or something like that. And they tend to benefit from joining because they learn to run their operation better. But a good portion of the people that I'm seeing on these case studies had no experience when they started. And that's a key message for you. There are a lot of people out there that are operating, one, two, three, four units. And I'll give a stat on that a little bit later as well from HUD that's interesting. But they all got started at some point, and most of them did not have any particular experience. So what you want to do is get comfortable learning from others and going back to that mentor, borrow from their experience. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. So we're going to head into a break here in just a second. Stay tuned.
Bill Lumsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're talking about 10 reasons you're going to want to invest in rental real estate, residential rental real estate. A little lighthearted show. We've got the elections coming up. I know that's weighing heavily on everyone right now. I just read something about Pennsylvania just now doing for the first time mail-in voting, and they're expecting it could take days to get all the votes counted. So, hey, just be prepared. On the top 10, so far we've just hit one of those points. No experience required. Right? Because the way we do it at Lifestyles Unlimited, we get help from mentors and we leverage their experience, their knowledge. That's pivotal. Number two, take this to heart. If you're new to this, if you've never gotten started, it is easier than you think it will be. It's easier than you think. And I know a lot of people put up all manner of mental hurdles, barriers, fears, things that they think are going to go wrong, the whole gamut. And we've talked about this on prior shows, but the truth of the matter is you get that, let's talk about houses. You get that first house done. You realize it was pretty darn easy. You do the next one. It goes even faster, more smoothly, and so on. And you just wash, rinse, and repeat. And I'll tell you that investing in rental real estate, it is a tried and true method to create cash flow and to build wealth. Talking about Pennsylvania, about a year ago, we went and visited a friend in Philadelphia. I remember going to the estate of Benjamin Franklin. He invested in rental real estate, right? That's one of the ways that he created wealth. Like I said, hundreds of years we've been doing it. So it is tried and true. You don't need to go do anything fancy. I'm talking about plain vanilla single family rentals, plain vanilla apartment investing. right? And whether we're talking single family or maybe investing as a passive in multifamily, in apartments, or being the lead investor, the syndicator of a deal where you're bringing like-minded folks together to invest in a larger apartment community, it is a lot easier than you would ever think it is, especially when you surround yourself with the type of infrastructure that we have here at Lifestyles Unlimited. When you surround yourself with like-minded people that you can bounce ideas off of. In fact, I got a call just a couple of days ago from a buddy of mine that I know through Lifestyles Unlimited. He tends to invest squarely in a little pocket up north of the DFW market. Well, he got a lead on a deal down south of Dallas. I personally invest all over DFW, and so he gave me a call. He's like, hey, what can you tell me? What do you know? We had a chat. You know, hey, I love this area. Rents fast, had great returns, great people down there, right? So for him, it made it easier because he's got a network of like-minded people where he can tap into, right, and get that knowledge, get that information. And when you have a mentor to guide you, it makes a world of difference. And when you have access to the vendors that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, we've got a vendor hub. You can contact a GC that you know has been tried and true as well, right? An electrician, an AC guy, lenders, hard money or conventional refi side, lawyers, the whole gamut. It's all there for you. And that network makes it easy for you. And let me tell you about a recent thing we got into. If you've caught the show before, you know I'm a single family investor. That's what we've been doing for 8+ years. And I love buying houses. I love making them shine again. These rundown pieces of junk, we really turn them around and people love the product. But we've said, you know, we got to get into apartments. We made a plan and we're finally getting into our first deal. My wife and I, as passive investors, it was extremely easy. Lifestyles have put together this great software package, which makes it very easy. These are people I've connected with personally, you know, outside at the expo, at other networking events. But it's very easy to go in there and see what deals they've got working, what they're coming up with. And we connected that way. It's very easy. In fact, I talked to the lead investor just yesterday. We had a couple of questions, and he loves it as well. For him as the lead, it's very easy to promulgate those PPMs, right? Those sundry documents that go out as part of a syndication. Good stuff, and helps them better connect, you know, and stay connected and so on. So it is a lot easier than you might otherwise have imagined, okay? That's number two. Number three, and here's a term that I learned attending the free workshop just this past week. You can be real estate retired rather than what I'm going to call calendar retired. So I went to the free workshop. David Rizzico was putting this one on. It's been a while since I've been to the free workshop. Last one I went to was in person here at our seminar rooms. I was like, I want to see how they're doing this online. And great presentation, first of all. But he used a term there. He said real estate retired. I jotted that one down because I'm going to be using that one in the future for sure. And what he's talking about is, well, let's contrast that with the conventional wisdom retirement, first of all, right, which is calendar based. You can retire when you get to 65 or 66 or 67, what's called the normal retirement age by the Social Security Administration, when you can retire and collect your full Social Security benefits. That's what most people picture. Real estate retired is when you've built up that passive income and you've offset your expenses and or your income, you are effectively retired. Can you keep working? Sure. But you can retire by the same token, thanks to your real estate. And again, that I picked up that term from David at the free workshop. I want to give you the website if you want to check that out yourself. It's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Again, freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's about an hour and a half. I was able to chat with people online at the time. And we've got those coming up. Hey, Election Day, November 3rd. We've got one in the evening, November 5th, 7th, 10th, and so on. So you can register there and learn more. Great, great information, great presentation. And here's the thing. We become real estate retired, like I said, not when we're 65 or 67, but far faster. We do it in 5 years or less. Just by way of personal example, once we started doing that, my wife and I, 3 years, we were on our investing track for 3 years. She got out of her job, which she very much hated. It was a very timely thing that we did. Got an investor here in the area, two and a half years. I mean, very, very quick. A lot. It's going to come down to where you're starting, right? We said it's, you don't have to have a huge bankroll, but you do need some capital. But that again is where the mentors will sit down with you and help you understand what is the best course of action. Like I said before, for us, it was buying single family houses to build up that capital to where we can now do multifamily. If you're starting from a higher capital base, get straight into apartments. So that's number three. You can be real estate retired and you can do it a heck of a lot sooner than that calendar retirement that the government puts forth as 65, 66, 67, whatever it is these days. Okay, 10 reasons, not necessarily top 10. There are other reasons out there. And like I said, if you've got something you'd like to share, let us know. It's 855-497-4278. 4335 here in the studio. Number four, we make money in a diverse number of ways through real estate. Right? You've probably heard it in the ads. You've probably heard it on some of the shows. We make money five ways on single-family houses. We'll talk about those very briefly. But if you think about most other options out there, what do? They give you one, maybe two ways to make money to grow wealth, right? Stocks, which, by the way, yet again, are tanking. But with stocks, what do? You put your money in, you hope to buy low and sell high. You wait for appreciation. It's a form of speculation. Some may throw off dividends here and there, but if you're in an IRA or a 401k, some sort of retirement account, you can't get to that money unless you want to pay the penalty. Stocks, precious metals, land, you know, there's any manner of things out there, but again, you're just buying low, hoping to sell high, speculating on appreciation. And we don't do that here with our rental real estate. We know how to work the numbers. We understand the numbers. We know how to buy right. And that's what helps us make money five different ways. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. Stay tuned.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
This is Andy Webb, and today on the show, we are talking about 10 reasons you should invest in residential rental real estate. Number one, no experience is required, right? A mentor will help you fast track that investment, getting into that game. Number two, it's a lot easier than you might think. I speak from experience. We put up all manner of mental hurdles to slow ourselves down and eventually got in and realized, why were we dragging our feet? Number three, you can be real estate retired far sooner than calendar retired. Calendar retired meaning 65, 66, 67 years old. Or you can do it in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, 5 years or less. It doesn't take that long when you build up that cash flow. And that's what we're talking about now. Number four, make money five different ways. And that cash flow is pivotal, right? That cash flow is pivotal. Here in Texas, on average, if you're buying, let's focus on single family houses to begin. You know, on average, we're clearing about $400 a month per house on cash flow. That's profit, right, in our pocket. We want to build up that cash flow by assembling a portfolio of houses to offset our income or our expenses, right? That's what makes us real estate retired, is that cash flow. But on top of that, what else are we doing? Well, we're buying right. You make your money when you buy, right? Like Dell says, it must cash flow and never lose money. We buy right, and we buy such that we have equity from the get-go. We call that equity capture, right? You can double your money. I've seen people do that on houses, no problem. Put $20,000 in, have $40,000 in equity when you're done with the rehab process. Equity capture, of course, equity buildup. We do leverage our properties. We put 30-year loans, the cheap money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, onto those houses. So as our residents are paying the rent every month, we're paying a portion of the mortgage. So our equity is building up. It's quiet. It operates in the background, but you can easily get an 8, maybe 10% return cash on, you know, well, I wouldn't call it cash on cash, but return on your investment just thanks to that equity buildup. And of course, we've experienced tremendous appreciation here in Texas over the last decade. Now, we do not invest for appreciation. That's what investors on the coasts might do, right? Where cash flow doesn't quite work. If you're coming to Texas, you're trying to leverage all five ways that we make money with real estate in our houses, and appreciation is just one of those. And we're expecting that to continue. I was reading in Realtor Magazine recently that there's still a shortage of inventory here in North Texas, where I sit across Texas, and that's going to continue to drive prices up. So you will continue to experience some appreciation. And of course, finally, tax advantages. Now, we're going to hold on to this one for number five. I've slotted it with its own category. Those are on houses. Works true for apartments as well. But on top of that, we've got a sixth way. Because of the way that apartments are valued based on the cash flow, you can force that appreciation by taking that revenue up, maybe just a slight jump in rents. Maybe you rub back the utilities, right? Charge that the fixed utility bill back on a prorated basis to the residents, right? You collect more revenue. Or you work on those expenses, start to push those down in some capacity, low flow toilets, for example. But either way, you're increasing the net operating income, we'll call it cash flow, and that's pushing the valuation up. That's forced appreciation. That's tremendous. So number five, let's get to those tax advantages, because I have to stress this. You know, I can't remember who said it, but I'm just going to quote this anyhow. It's not what you make, it's what you keep. And with our investment in residential real estate, we pay little to no taxes on the cash flow, thanks in large part to something called depreciation, which is essentially a phantom expense that I notate on my Schedule E filing with the IRS, which offsets my cash flow, putting it to zero sometimes as a paper loss. We're cash flow positive, don't get me wrong, but in the eyes of the IRS, we're cash flow we're negative. We're making a loss, therefore we pay no taxes. And we pay little, or actually really no taxes on the capital gain, depending on your process, by way of something called a 1031 exchange. I don't want to get into a lot of details around that, but that basically allows you to sell a property, take the gains from the sale of that property, and roll them tax deferred into your next investment property, right? Like for like kind exchange. I did a show with Dan from Exchange Resource Group. They're an agent that manages that process for you. Did a show with him back on October 11th, so you can tune in there to catch some of those details. If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, go to the podcast there. Among other things, we also talked about the election situation. Right? We all know where Trump stands after 3.5, almost 4 years now. So we got into some of the details around the Biden tax plan. And it's important if you are a real estate investor or plan to grow your wealth and plan to pass that wealth to your heirs, there are some things at risk as part of that Biden tax plan, including the 1031 exchange. They want to take that away from us. Stepped up basis, which allows me to basically reset the starting point of a particular asset when I pass away and it's passed on to my heirs. Instead of valuing the gain from the point at which I bought it, they value it at market value of the day of my passing. Huge, huge thing for estate planning. That's going to go away. And finally, capital gains, those will be then taxed as earned income. So it goes up from that 15 to 20% capital gain bracket, which is based on your income now, to something potentially higher, depending on your income. And of course, it's treated as earned income, so that's going to bump you up either way. So be careful with that. Go check out that show October 11th. But the tax advantages right now are tremendous. And portions of those, they will absolutely stay regardless. Number six, residential real estate investing will improve your lifestyle, right? We just talked about five or even six ways that we make money with real estate, but it's not the money. What's our tagline? It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. The money supports that lifestyle, of course. And there was a Gallup poll. I mentioned this at the start of the show. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? The exact wording of that poll question, they've been asking this for decades, is I'd like you to compare your situation today with what it was 4 years ago. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago or not? So they most recently conducted that poll September of this year. 56% of Americans polled over the course of a number of weeks said that they are better off. That's during a pandemic. 56%. If I go back to the last time the poll was conducted, this was after President Obama's first term. This was in December of 2012. 45% said they were better off. You can check out the Gallup poll to see historically what that's looked like. But my message to you, I don't care what president is in office. If you invest in real estate, right, you are taking control of your fate. You are taking charge. And regardless of whether it was President Obama or now President Trump, your answer to that question, like I said at the start of the show, is an emphatic yes. If I had been asked in 2016, they didn't conduct the poll then, we started in 2012, I would have said, absolutely, we are better off because of this path that we took. If they'd asked me in 2020, I wasn't one of the respondents, hey, absolutely, we are better off. Most investors I know would answer in the same way. So again, we would have shouted yes. So number six, you can improve your lifestyle. Number seven, you will create options. When you own assets, when you control assets, whether it's a single family house or a portfolio of single family houses or apartments, whether you're investing passive or as a lead, you own assets and it gives you tremendous, tremendous options. So again, for me as a single family investor primarily, let me take an example. You know, let's say you've held a house for 3 years now, right? It's throwing off cash flow. Right, that's the goal. We want to build that cash flow. We want to get that equity buildup going. We've already captured that equity at the time of purchase and so on. 3 years into the project, right, throwing off cash flow. Well, what are your options? You've got a number, right? You can stay put. Just hold on to it for a few more years and continue to enjoy that cash flow, right? And a little bit more equity buildup in the meantime and a little bit more appreciation in the meantime. Stay put. Or you can do a cash out refinance, especially now. right? The rates are tremendously low. Do a cash out refi, leverage that appreciation that we've seen over the last decade, get that cash out to go employ in whatever way, you know, whatever way you need. You have options. That's the point. Of course, you can just outright sell, take the money and run, pay your taxes. Or you can sell and do that 1031 exchange that we just talked about briefly and reinvest, defer the taxes, invest in that next investment property or properties. If you need a big chunk of change, well, you've got options. And the more single family in this example that you hold, the more options you have. I want to tell you about a bond ladder here in just a minute, how that might apply to you as the single family investor as far as creating options. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today we are talking about 10 reasons you should invest in residential rental real estate. Now, I avoided calling this a top 10 because there are lots of other reasons out there. And if you talk to any experienced investor, they're going to have a little bit of their own perspective, perhaps something that they may want to add. What we've hit so far is, number one, no experience required. And number two, it's easier than you think. A lot of people that are thinking about getting in put up all manner of mental hurdles. You gotta pull those down. All right. You got to pull those down. You can be real estate retired, number three, in no time. You don't have to wait till you're 65. You get started now in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, 5 years down the road, you have that choice. You have that option. Why? Well, number four, because we make money 5 ways, even 6 ways with apartments, with our investing. And that's really what we're leveraging to propel us forward. And number five, tax advantages. That's technically right. That's in that 5 count. But boy, it's so powerful. I had to call that out as a separate reason. Because again, it's not what you make. It's what you keep. And then number six, we talked about improving your lifestyle. And we say that here all the time. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. That takes us to number seven. We talked a little bit about the fact that with real estate, you're creating options. Now, you'll think about real estate, a single family house, as being fairly illiquid. Maybe a little bit harder to sell that than that bar of gold that you can take down to the pawn shop or down the road. But you do create options, right? We talked about a few of those ahead of the break. You know, you can simply continue to collect that cash flow. You can refinance, do a cash out refi, which is a great idea right now with the low interest rates. Pull that money out, reinvest, use it how you need. You can outright sell, or you can sell and do that 1031 exchange in order to reinvest. Now, if you hold a number of single family houses, this is one of those things I've observed over the years. You know, we didn't buy them all at once. We bought a few in year one, year two, three, four, and so on. I've started to notice what I think of as bond laddering or CD laddering. CD as in a certificate of deposit. It's a strategy with, you own a bond portfolio, to have bonds that have different maturities, such that when one matures a couple years down the road, you have the proceeds to now reinvest or do what you need to do. I'm experiencing that with my single family portfolio. The older ones that we got, well, they've got so much equity now, we're able to do that cash out refi that I talked about. Or if we want to sell, we can. It's a good opportunity. So I'm experiencing that with our, what I'll call, different maturities based on when we purchase those houses. So get started now. Get those into your portfolio so that you have that option. And of course, you've built up that real estate, that passive cash flow. Now you have options if you're not happy with your job. If they come to you and say, hey, this pandemic, we can't hold out any longer, we're closing shop. Now you have options. Number 8, lower your stress and improve your health. Again, here I've experienced this one firsthand personally, but if you think about common stressors in our United States today, right, it's money stress. It's job stress. It's just the commute to that job, dealing with traffic, whether you're commuting 30 minutes or an hour and a half. I know people that run the whole gamut there. When you create financial freedom by building up that cash flow, by building up that portfolio, such that you then cover your expenses with that passive income, or you cover your income with that passive income, no more money stress, because again, you've built options. No more job stress. Hey, you can retire, right? You can become real estate retired. No more commute. No more stress out there on the roadways, which are becoming more and more notorious here in DFW as we speak. We have so many people moving here. Lower those stressors. For my wife, again, that was job stress. 3 years into our progress as investors, she was out of there. It was something else to watch her recuperate and recover from that. But I hear you thinking, yeah, but Andy, what about dealing with those tenants? That sounds like a whole other level of stress. Well, here's the thing. We've talked about working with a mentor, surrounding yourself with like-minded people, getting educated. And with proper education, you will put a good process into place. And among other things, we talk about how thoroughly you should be screening your applicants, right, before they become residents in one of your properties. That's going to short-circuit any problems, right? That's going to ensure that you're putting the right people into that property so you don't have that stress. Right, we get into a lot more details around that at some of our seminars and so on some of the radio programs. You can probably go out and do a search on lifestylesunlimited.com and find some of the screening process shows that we've done, lease-up shows, that sort of thing. But that's just a fear, right? That's one of those hurdles that I talked about earlier that you're putting in front of you to stop from getting started. But ultimately, when you get into this game, you will lower your stress and your health will improve. Number 9. This is a big one. You will become a better person. Yeah, I'm saying it. Listen, I love you how you are. So no offense, but you could be a better person. You could do better and be better. And by virtue of the fact that stress has been alleviated, you've built up that passive income, you've created those options, you have time now. You are real estate retired. You can expand your horizons. Think things like travel. That expands your horizons inherently. That's why I love it. More time to read, to pursue other hobbies, get to the gym, all of those things that can improve your person. You've got the time now. You've got the finances. On top of that, especially at Lifestyles Unlimited, we help move you from a scarcity mindset, which says there's not enough money. There's not enough time. I'm scared I'll lose my job. There's not enough employment out there. There's not enough of anything. That's the scarcity mindset. We move you to the abundance mindset. There is plenty. This is a plentiful world that we live in. You got to get away from scarcity. And as you invest in, you will come to realize how abundant it is. And that will help you improve as a person as well. And you'll become more charitable is the final message there. I see it all the time. That's another thing I like about the case studies is hearing from the investors as they present the property that they worked on, how it changed their lives, you know, the things that it contributed financially to their bottom line, of course, but then what they're doing to then pass that on through charitable organizations, donations, whatever it is they may be doing. That's that abundance mentality that's really pushing down the line for everybody. If I take it a step farther and think about apartment communities in particular, you know, we do a lot to really turn communities around. Take those rundown places where you've got a lot of bad actors. We get in there, we fix those up. We get those bad actors out of there. We make the community a better place as a result. So not just you become a better person, but your community as well. And finally, number 10, I'm going to tell you this, the road less traveled can make all the difference. So if you put your thinking hat on and think back, it may be decades for some of you. Think about Robert Frost. You probably know a snippet of one of his poems if you remember back to high school. And the poem is The Road Not Taken. Now, if you do any reading or research on this particular poem and its original intent, you know, you'll learn we're interpreting it differently than he originally intended as he wrote it. But put that aside because it's gone in a whole different direction over the years, over the decades. But the last three lines in the fourth and the final stanza of the poem, you know these. You've seen them on motivational plaques or calendars, whatever. It reads like this. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. What I'm talking about here is getting off of that conventional wisdom path. That's the path, that's the road that most Americans travel. You know, go to school, go to college, maybe graduate school, maybe a doctorate program, and so on and so forth, build up that student loan debt, all to land a job that you're going to work at for 40, 50, 60 years, right? To make somebody else money, by the way, until you think you've saved enough to retire. And then you hope you die before you run out of that money, right? That is the path most traveled. But we as real estate investors, we take that road that is lesser traveled. And interestingly, I dug up some stats from HUD, the Housing and Urban Development entity of our government, from their Office of Policy Development and Research. They tried to figure out just how many landlords are out there. And based on a 2015, so a little bit older now, 2015 American Housing Survey, they figured out that approximately, we're talking individual investors, you know, mom and pops, me and my wife, for example, there are approximately 10.6 million taxpayers that have declared rental income on that Schedule E that I mentioned. It's about 17 million properties of a population of 300 plus million. Clearly, we are taking the road lesser traveled, and it does. It makes a huge, huge difference. Imagine if you take that road less traveled, if you make a firm plan to get on that path and to follow that path that we've taken as real estate investors with a thought to the benefits that we've talked about throughout this show, being real estate retired in under 5 years, well ahead of age 65 if you're starting earlier, lowering that stress, becoming a better person, helping your community, being more charitable, all of the benefits. If you take that road less traveled, it will make all the difference for you. So come and join us. Come and invest in rental real estate. Speaking from my personal experience, it has made a huge difference. So if you want to learn more, I mentioned that free workshop. I sat through that just this past week. It was a great hour and a half. David Ruzicka was presenting at the one I attended. Good, good stuff. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. You can see the dates. Those are coming up. And get registered. It's free. And I thank you for listening today. This is Andy Webb. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.